Hello and welcome to today's BSP Only show. This is the BSP Only show for the Phil Hendry show here on Saturday. And what we're going to be doing here for the next few minutes is enjoying a film that I just discovered here on YouTube called Deranged, or otherwise known as Idaho Transfer. That's right. Don't, you know, ask me about it because I don't know. But this film, as you can see, it's clearly a 70s-made movie, and it's clearly, it's intriguing insofar as the fact that it's called Idaho Transfer. What does that mean? In other words, whatever the Idaho Transfer was, it's deranged. Something transferred in from Idaho or is being transferred to Idaho, and it's deranged. With me is Lauren Proctor. She will be commenting by way of laughs, guffaws, oh Phil, stop filming, you got to watch this part, something like that. We are concluding an evening she's stripping. You may want to turn this part off because she's pulling the pants down. She has that 1970s emaciated thigh look, which was very big, and I know it's still big among a lot of you guys. Built like a boy, which I know a lot of you guys like. I'm kidding. So, now, I'm not really sure what this film is about. I decided to go for it here because I thought, well, how can I lose? You know, it's from the Sci-Fi Channel. I've never heard of it. It was made in the early 70s. So there's got to be a major cheeseball factor. There also has to be a significant amount of, I would say, you know, proto-gore, let's say, not full gore. Wait a minute, this chick is like making herself...
She just transferred to Idaho.
Holy Christ, did you see that? All right, so this is getting real interesting. She is transferred in from Idaho. She had to take her pants off to do that. You'll notice you can't transfer without first stripping your pants off. Why? Yeah, that's how the Idaho transfer works? And only the Idaho transfer. If it was anywhere else, any other state in the union, leave your pants on. But you got to come into Idaho with no pants on because, well, you can well imagine what that would mean. So, yes, this is... a very interesting film, and one of many. Now, we did see one earlier today that many of you remember, Invaders from Mars. Invaders from Mars, the 1953 version, features the Martians who clearly have zippers down the back of their suits, and a lot of other weird shit, which is all, I believe, eventually... film is directed by Peter Fonda.
Oh,
so does that mean... The fact that it's directed by Peter Fonda, does that mean it's good, or does that assign it permanently to hell? Yeah. You know, here. Oh, Klaus Kinski.
Oh God.
That's a young Klaus Kinski. So now it's even more interesting.
This is weird. Are you having problems?
Look, what the fuck is this? Klaus Kinski, Nastasia's father. No, that's not Klaus Kinski.
Okay, I was thinking.
I'm sorry. Sorry, folks, I misled you. Klaus Kinski is not in this movie. Why would he... Yeah, what am I saying? Although Klaus Kinski was in a movie... What was the name of the movie he was in? Aguirre, Wrath of God?
Wrath of God.
Aguirre? Was that...
Aguirre? I've never known how to say it. I've just seen
Who's Aguirre? Is that the name of the...
I think that was...
The guy? The knight? Hi.
The boat.
Aguirre, Wrath of... Mark Aguirre, Wrath of God.
Yes.
Hi. Did you just transfer in from Idaho? Well.
Oh, that's what's his face from the Jeffersons.
There is a actor that we seem to be recognizing from the Jeffersons. white actor, I will say.
He's the doorman or something?
He's the doorman, okay. The young actress we don't recognize. Peter Fonda is the director, and it's a... Anyway, she transferred in from Idaho or something. And she's drawing a penis now. She's doodling a penis as this guy's talking to her. He's a typically bearded, bespectacled 70s college professor type, wearing the button-down powder blue shirt, the Van Heusen shirt, with the de rigueur tie. And she has that dreamy-eyed, early 70s slut face.
He's not from the Jeffersons, by the way.
No. Now, there was a moment here where there was a pause where she says to him, should I tell her everything? And he goes, yeah. So something horrifying needs to be transmitted to whoever this person is. I don't know why I thought that was Klaus Kinski. Maybe I wanted this movie. And you thought that guy was from the Jeffersons. See, I see Klaus Kinski and Lauren sees the Jeffersons. Same difference.
Some stills of a guy eating chicken fried steak.
There's a guy, stills of a guy eating chicken fried steak that they're studying very, very closely. Now comes in another doctor, and they're looking at these x-rays. And meanwhile, the guy that I thought was Klaus Kinski is getting dental work done. No, it's not a guy, it's a chick. And she's getting dental work done. What the fuck is this movie? This girl transfers, and the guy's got a Frankenstein poster on the wall. It's odd for a dentist. The dentist has a Frankenstein poster on the wall. He's doing the teeth of this model.
Who is?
No, this is the doctor's assistant. And see, there's the doctor putting a new. What is he putting into her mouth? Like a whole new set of teeth?
Fangs.
Or fangs, yeah. Thank you, doctor.
Yeah.
It'd be great if he just crashed his fist right down. Okay, now, knock all her teeth out. It's very sadistic, but hey, that's what horror movies are, aren't they sadistic? Now they're on their way out into the outback, it looks like. This movie's getting really fun. So what's happening here is that these girls who just came in by way of molecular dissemination from Idaho are now sharing a normal breakfast after riding in a Suburban to what looks like some sort of desert hideout, talking about how cute guys are. What the fuck?
Now she's going to eat a banana.
And now she's going to eat a banana, no doubt seductively. And let's keep in mind, this is not too far after one of them was having her teeth worked on by a dentist who had a Frankenstein poster on the far wall of his office. God, am I glad I chose this movie to watch. I bet you this flick, if we have any luck here, I bet you this flick is like that Messiah of Evil, where it's like that dreamscape shit, you know? It's bizarre, man, whatever this flick is. Any of the creeps ask questions, we give them a phony tour. What is that? They're transferring people into the future. She just said,
Idaho in the future.
Who wants to go to Idaho in the future? Well, maybe actually I would, you know, because it's got to be better than. I'm kidding. Idaho is a beautiful place, and in the future, it's probably going to be even more magnificent. But yeah, there's all kinds of depression and introspection going on about whether they should transfer people into the future. At the clinic? Did you get into any romances at the clinic? So again, are you still a virgin? I got raped. That's great. So this girl just said she got raped. So no, I thought I told you about that. And here they are in this safari or whatever this. Yeah, the movie is
a horror film. It's a depression.
It's a horror film based on the horror of just being depressed. And it's an early 70s. So we have all those early 70s staples like Hitchhikers. There's a hitchhiker here. The girls have stopped.
See, in the present time, Sans, the units are in the project building where you were yesterday. For this afternoon, we'll be out there someplace.
Oh.
10 feet under the surface of the lava. Only it'll be 56 years later.
What? 50. It's always great to get someone doing all the exposition here from... Oh, here come the hitchhikers. Afternoon, ladies.
Yeah, we're just going 10 miles down the road.
All right. Get on out of here.
Yeah. All right, ladies. How are you going to say no to a freaking smooth-talking guy like that? So these girls who are talking about some science fiction project that they're involved in just picked up a hitchhiker. I think the hitchhiker's in trouble, to be honest with you. I think they're going to transfer this guy into the future.
Me and my lady starting to get warm out there.
Where are y'all going to?
Going to a festival.
Of course.
What are you doing up here in Idaho?
Well, it hasn't started yet. About another couple of 3 weeks. Then we'll shoot on over and see what's going on.
Yeah, sure. It hasn't started. We're going to a festival. It hasn't started yet. Wheeze Gypsies. No, not at all. As long as you've got people giving you rides and shit. I think this is bad. I think this dude talking about being a gypsy and he and his old lady, I think they're destined for the Idaho transfer machine. I think something tells me. You know, it's the same formula for all of these movies, whether it's made in the 30s or the 70s. You find some poor loser that no one knows, and you turn him into a fucking snake or something.
Oh my God.
You force feed him some elixir. Look, see, they're turning off now. Yeah, here it is. Say, where are you ladies taking us anyway? Oh, yeah, they're letting them out. Okay, fine.
Like that's it. Yeah.
Thank God.
Oh, they drove a whole, like, block or two.
Yeah, they took him for a full block, and then just dumped their ass out. Thanks a lot, ladies. God, this dude's like kissing this chick and everything. He's getting real personal. It's all that free love shit. We got free love, so I'm allowed to fuck any woman. Look at the weird...
That's weird, isn't it?
Look at this road. It's got a weird, snaky thing. The fact that this was made by Peter Fonda tells me that it's probably going to be a cut above, and I say that with, you know, all due respect.
Jesus, there's spray pads on the wall.
Yeah. So now she's taking her friend to this clinic where she did transfer in with her pants off. Come on, take your pants off. Let's go to the past. What the fuck? Come on, take your pants off. I want to transfer to Colorado. What the hell? So, I didn't know Peter Fonda directed, I didn't know he directed, to be honest with you, and I didn't know he directed a sci-fi, but I remember right after Easy Rider, Dennis Hopper done a thing called The Last Movie. Do you remember? Yeah, they are. They have. They're taking their pants off in this movie. I think they're going to sit down in front of that machine and transfer back out of Idaho.
Socks are okay.
Yeah, socks are fine. Yeah. You have to take your pants off. I think there's some mad scientist just taking pictures of all this shit. You know, just some dude is just... Go inside this square. They're going inside of like a, some kind of a red square. And they sit down on this thing.
Put their pants in this special.
Material projection department. For some reason, pants don't pass through. I'm sure this is some bullshit the scientist told him. Ladies, you'll understand that pants and panties don't go through, so you'll need to remove those. Please don't be childish about it, you know. What about our brassieres and our top? No, those are fine. She's explaining to her how she's going to get transferred out of Idaho or back into it. Wearing only her underwear. This is fantastic. You got to see this movie, ladies and gentlemen. It's called Deranged or Idaho Transfer. Peter Fonda directed, 1973.
Klaus Kinski may be in.
Yeah, I made the mistake of thinking it was Klaus Kinski. Yeah, the dude from the Jeffersons. And all the exposition and explanation of highly technical scientific shit is being done by some chick that you would just assume she might as well be pushing coffee at Bob's Big Boy. I mean, what the fuck? She's giving us all this scientific exposition, and you might as well hear her say, "Hi, welcome to McDonald's. Can I help you, please?" So.
See, we keep them constant because they're extremely sensitive.
Oh, I see. Uh huh. Kevin has to tune. The perfect dipshit name. Kevin.
Scientist Kevin.
Yeah, with all due respect to Kevins.
Dr. Kevin.
Out there. Oh, look at this.
Oh,
so
wow.
It's like they're riding Space Mountain. They have to get...
Not necessary.
Oh, yeah.
Not necessary.
Fonda came up with... Fonda, you sick prick. So...
Put your hands to your knees and keep...
Okay. Try to grind your ass back into my... and see what we can do. Ooh. Now, theoretically, I bet you they both meld together and come out some sort of creature on the other end. Like they're a four-limbed thing.
Oh, God, look what's happening.
Oh, look at they're vibrating. Check it out.
Well, you know.
So they're going to fucking where? Idaho? This is some kind of a...
Oh, here they come. She popped out.
Oh, they popped out? Okay, now they're putting their pants back on. Where do they come back out? They come back out in a hole in the desert.
Yeah.
Just ahead of base camp. Hey, girls, so you made it okay.
Jeez. Where's the building? We're 11 miles away from it. It's over there.
You'll see.
There's not much left of it.
It's
down for some reason.
I don't know, man.
The suspense is killing me.
Yeah, the suspense is... Yeah, but you're dying from boredom. That's what's happening to you. So, as far as we can tell now, these two girls transferred in from Idaho on the...
You just have to get more people.
And they're trying to populate some colony of people that are willing to be...
No, I was tempted to kidnap that couple we picked up on the road.
Oh, she was tempted to kidnap them.
I mean, why didn't we ask them to come with us?
Why didn't we ask them to come with us, yes? To kidnap people. Then we will kidnap people after a few weeks, she says, because...
The hitchhikers?
How long would the hitchhikers live?
They don't matter anymore.
What?
How long? The world's going to end.
Oh, they think the world's going to end.
I'm thinking.
They said, how long would the hitchhikers live? And she goes, don't...
It doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah. So this must be in the future at some point where...
Yeah, they're going to the future to...
Is that where they are now in the future, going through this fucking transfer? This is Idaho in the future. Don't look too good, folks, because this is basically, they're looking at like rocks that have been burned out. There's nothing left. There's no vegetation. The whole script doesn't make any sense. If this was a Mad Magazine satire, no, neither does page six.
If everybody else did die, some people would be afraid in our position alone and all.
What? So, with this film Deranged, Idaho Transfer, you leave the theater deranged having to try to follow this shit. Believe me when I tell you.
Who are you afraid of?
They're these two girls just transferred through some sort of a machine, and now they're like doubly depressed about their prospects.
Yeah.
So they're doing studies out there now. They're out in the desert and they're doing studies on God knows what. One of them has a machine that looks like it's some kind of a radio receiver or...
62.2.
Yeah, and she's reading out these numbers to the other girl.
It's like they're measuring sadness.
They're measuring sadness, Lauren thinks. They're measuring ability. Just how sad is it here? It's sadder in the future. We've got to get back. We're going to be infected by it. I'd love to know who these actresses are. Yeah, baby. If you get your, we're gonna find out who is in this thing. Uh-oh, one of them just tripped. This could be pivotal. Ah! She just cracked her skull on the whatever.
Drop Texas Instruments calculator.
Yeah.
Let's see.
I wonder if that's caused her to go back to the future, or to go up to the past. That'd be a good name for a movie. Up to the past. Help me out of here. No, I think I'll leave you there. See what happens. See if you get weirded out.
Idaho Transfer, 1973.
1973, Idaho Transfer.
Okay, Deranged. It's got 2.5 stars here.
2.5 stars.
On IMDb. You want the synopsis? The
well, actors? Who are the actors? Is there anybody we know? I probably no one we know, right?
I would assume so.
This Kelly Bohannon, Jim's sister. I'm kidding.
Kevin Hurst. Hildebrand as Isa Braden.
Carolyn Hildebrand.
Keith Carradine's
in this. All right.
Dale Hopkins. Fred Seagraves. Ted DeArms. Joan Newman.
Yeah, nobody.
Mary Ball,
I shouldn't say that, but.
Roy B. Ayers.
So this girl slipped and cracked her head, and now she's I guess they're going back. Oh, yeah, they're going back. She's got her sitting there.
Is your pants off,
please? Yeah, are your pants off? Good. She got her pants off, yeah. Uh-oh, the girl fell off just as they were being transferred. She let go of her. So she left that girl behind. Oh, no. Something happened. They fell off as they were being transferred back to Idaho.
This is the most depressing movie
This
ever.
Thing is so fucked up, it's beyond words. This girl's half off the thing. What the hell? This is because the girl slipped and cracked her head. Don't they have contingencies for this shit? Why would they leave this kind of really sophisticated machinery and equipment to some bimbo that can't add? Now she's looking over at her friend who's been unconscious ever since she was in the past or the future, whatever it is. Both of them in their panties. I bet you this thing's just being filmed by some sick fucking scientist who's wants to get some panty fetish off. She's dead. You killed her. You fucking killed her, lady. Yes, in the movie Deranged, Idaho Transfer. Maybe, naturally, she's alone. She's transferred into some segment of the area that's just completely vacant. This is fucking bizarre, man, that this girl... What's up with her? You think she's dead?
She's leaking something.
She's leaking fluid?
I think it's blood, though. I think it's fluid.
She's leaking some... Ooh! Ooh! She's a robot. Five will get you ten. She's an android. She's leaking brown fluid.
Like, where's the dentist with the Frankenstein poster and all those other people?
Yeah.
Are they all the same? Oh!
It's vomit.
She's leaking chili.
It's vomit, isn't
it? It's vomit?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think you vomit when you have, like, mental...
That was disgusting.
When you have a brain...
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. Nothing left to do but get back on the panty machine and ride back to the past or wherever the fuck...
That's so depressing.
Just leave her there.
Oh, Lord. Yeah,
what the fuck is this movie, man? Who's this?
Fresh from Marco.
Jesus.
You killed her, you whore. Yeah. You killed her.
Oh, this is sad.
Another letter from your father.
Thank you.
Written by Thomas Matheson.
Thomas Matheson. I wonder if that's Richard's relation.
Let's see.
I couldn't bring any root beer this time.
I didn't bring any root beer this time. So...
No, he only has one credit, which is Idaho Transfer.
Why is it called Idaho Transfer, does it say? We'd love to find this out, why it's called Idaho Transfer.
I'll have to give you the summary, though.
Yeah. This film, I recommend just to see... I recommend this movie because I need somebody else to watch this so I can figure out why this movie.
You could tell me if there's anything you want.
There's a government project stationed near the craters of the moon.
What? A government project stationed near the craters of the moon.
Stationed near the craters of the room. God, craters of the moon. Lava fields in Idaho.
Oh, craters of the moon.
There's a place called Craters of the Moon.
Yeah, lava fields in Idaho. So this is a government station. Oh, here comes hippie boy. Isn't this the guy?
It's Klaus Kinski.
Hey, Dean. That's Keith Carradine. I thought it was fucking Klaus Kinski. It is. Who's the guy that was in Kung Fu? David Carradine. Yeah. So there's Keith Carradine in Deranged. Idaho Transfer.
Karen is blank.
Karen's blank?
Karen.
Karen.
She's got her panties on.
Yeah, what's up with the panties? Everywhere they go, they got to have panties on, which isn't necessarily a bad thing. So here come these scientists and...
There's the Frankenstein. Why aren't they wearing panties?
Why aren't these people wearing panties? They're all going down the hallway of this government building where you can get transferred into the past. And we're about a half hour into this movie and I'm no clearer as to...
If I read the synopsis for you, it would all be clear, but I'm just going to let you try to figure it out.
Are you serious?
I have knowledge now about it.
Are you serious? It does make sense?
No, it does not.
Does not make sense.
What they think is going on makes sense.
Okay.
To them.
So anyway, what we have here is, quite frankly, one of the most outstanding films ever made. There's no question. It looks like there are these scientist types that had just gone into this thing, into this building, are now either stealing materials or they're loading up with stuff. They're in a real fat fucking hurry, and these other cats are waiting for them. Meanwhile, that one chick died. She threw up on the floor of that Idaho transfer machine. Now they're back at the campsite. Keith Carradine's there. He's reading letters he's not supposed to read, and the whole thing is fantastic. No wonder Peter Fonda is known. I'm kidding around. Who knows what pressures he was under? I bet you he picked. Do you think he picked? Who knows what pressures Peter Fonda was under at this time? Meaning, who knows what kind of acid he was dropping at this time? But one thing we do know about this.
Well, they all made it out to the transport.
So.
Counties were sent home after lunch and told not to return.
Whoa.
Who was sent home after lunch?
I just looked at these guys. Look was freaking me.
I know. That looks like Stephen Perry from Journey.
Yeah.
What about the units? They can't touch the mainframe reactor station. We got the power.
For a while.
We got the power. They have the power.
This guy's killing me.
Nobody said a word.
Something has changed at the government station that they've been working at.
Split. Disappeared. The U.S. didn't have the slightest idea where they
were.
Yeah.
They said a couple of agents picked up evidence in town this morning. Said they were flying into Denver for questioning, whatever that means.
Yeah.
It's got to be bullshit. I think the whole fucking thing, it's Nixon. Nixon was still president at this time, so... Yeah, this is a film for the ages, and one that you don't want to... Oh, look, somebody just came in from Idaho. Someone's coming in from the hole there. But she's got her pants on. That's the thing. Hey,
this woman still hasn't put her pants back.
Yeah, this woman, I think what happened... Who just came in? That dude just came in, and he's got his pants on.
Yeah.
The chicks are the ones that have to take their pants off. Yeah, the guys can stay fully clothed, yeah.
Surprise.
Yeah. So... really what we're talking about here is a film within a film, a story within a story, bullshit heaped on bullshit. It's interesting the way Fonda is shooting this, like it's almost documentary. He's got this camera perched on top of a mountain, then he's down up close with him.
Yeah, I'd say Idaho is actually a character in this film.
Yeah.
You know?
What do you mean?
There's the, is that the dentist?
Yes, it is. Yeah.
I always wanted to try it.
Oh, what? All right, well, it's been fun. I appreciate very much you hanging with us here. I do recommend that you see it and give us in triplicates what you think of Idaho Transfer, Deranged. Never come to meeting, Karen. Come to meeting now. This thing's weird. From me to you. And all of us here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, a very pleasant day.